Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You got it?
Between the pings of the monitoring equipment and the general hum of activity in the emergency room at the Melrose Wakefield Hospital, bits of conversation between the staff drift in and out across the nurse's desk.
But she is so drunk. She actually knows where she is.
At the beginning of the evening shift, nurses are monitoring the behavior of two of the patients. One is suicidal. One has had too much to drink. A security guard watches over them.
No, she's going to hallway 9. She's been on her psych meds for 2 days, and the family just...
Right now, the patients are calm, and they do not disturb the rhythm of the ER.
She just put that alcohol abuse down there. She didn't want to come, but she had family members kind of persuade her. All six suicidal. So I put these two here, five and all six, because there was like six people down there. There she is right there.
Nurse Sue Croft is headed home.
It's too bad you weren't here earlier when we had a lot of psychiatric out-of-control people.
Yeah. Like this morning during our staff meeting at 7:15 this morning. So there was angry outbursts, you know. Yeah, a patient that didn't like men. So that was a problem, since the security guards were all men.
In recent months, the emergency room has seen an increase in these kinds of incidents. Stevens Bardella is the chairman of emergency medicine at the Lawrence Memorial Hospital in Medford and the Melrose Wakefield Hospital.
Well, over the last 6 months, maybe 8 months, we've noticed that there's an increased number of people coming to the emergency department with behavioral health issues.
As budgets for both outpatient programs that keep the mentally ill living on their own and hospital beds for the seriously mentally ill have been cut, Spardella says patients end up at the ER.
So the emergency department becomes the safety net for a lot of people, and I think that's where we are right now.
The staff sees more patients with depression and also a younger population.
They're not necessarily more violent, but they're more clinically complicated.
That's Mark Manfeld, the director of emergency services at the hospital.
So patients are spending a lot more time in our emergency departments. So it's been more of a challenge for the staff overall. We've had to increase their training for de-escalation measures as well as the security staff.
The Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians says its members are not reporting an increase in violence since these recent budget cuts. But emergency room nurses say they have seen an increase in disturbances since the state first began cutting the budget for mental health and substance abuse programs last year. Julie Pinkham is the executive director of the Massachusetts Nurses Association.
Escalating verbal behavior, unruly behavior, physical assaults, all on the rise.
Security is with her.
The staff handles most situations without the need for outside assistance, but there are those occasions when they need extra help. So the increase in psychiatric patients at the ER's door is putting a strain on the city's police budget. Police Chief Michael Lyle says his officers are making frequent visits to the emergency room to calm down disturbances.
We're taxed pretty well because of our local hospital. With all the hospitals closing around us, Melrose Wakefield Hospital gets overloaded with emergencies. A lot of people use that as their primary care physician, too. So they get overwhelmed in the emergency room. People get antsy. And the police wind up responding. And on certain weekends, we wind up sending a whole shift up there to quell the disturbances.
The police chief says this happens often.
Pretty much every weekend.
Neither Lyle nor the hospital could provide any statistics on how often the police were called to the ER. But the emergency room visits are definitely a source of frustration for Mayor Rob Dolan.
In a city that only has three police officers on the street, when you get a call that says we have a violent, possibly mentally ill or narcotics threatening staff, I need to send all three to the hospital. Therefore, I have zero staff on the streets.
Somewhere between the psychiatric over-sedation and the lack of medication.
The doctors and nurses in this emergency room and the police officers who were called in are feeling firsthand how state budget cuts in one area, mental health and substance abuse programs, can put a strain on emergency services and public safety. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.